We back at it again with another episode in the Field House. I'm Carl with the rest of the Brodies. JV.
What's up with it?
And Marcellus.
Call me T.I. You know who it is.
Now today we have an extra, extra, extra special one for you guys today. We talking about top five rappers all time.
That's right. We not talking about sports on this episode. So for you sports fans that aren't necessarily rapper fans, this episode is not for y'all.
We dropping
y'all not
jewels.
Gonna understand what we talking about.
We dropping jewels today.
Y'all not gonna understand, so y'all might want to go ahead and leave if y'all not a fan
of these
old school rappers.
You ain't even gotta leave.
It's gonna be interesting.
You ain't even gotta leave. Just stay here so you can learn something.
It's not about to be no Lil Uzi Vert.
Stay here so you can learn
something. No, we not talking about no Lil Uzi Vert, no 21 Savage, no Kodak Black.
Ain't no mumble rapper. Ain't no mumble rapper here today.
No.
Ain't no mumble rapper here today.
Let's get it, man. Let's go, JV. I'm waiting on you.
Who you got?
Who you got? One through five.
I'm gonna shock the world with this one because some of you people might just think I'm crazy. But if you want to talk about what they've done for the game, what they've done for the rap game through their career longevity, as I say all the time, I'm gonna have to put. Well, some might think that this might not be the proper place.
Go five through one. How about that? Start with number one. Yeah.
Okay.
You start number five and go five. Through. Yeah. Go ahead and go
okay.
through one.
I'm gonna start with Eminem.
Okay.
Number five.
Yes.
Eminem is definitely a top five rapper because he is the only rapper that I can think of off the top of my head that never changed his game. He always stayed the same. He stayed who he was. He raps the exact same as he rapped when he first got into the game. He has two split personalities that I love, Slim Shady and Marshall. He's one of the all-time greats. I had Biggie at number four. I know some people might think that's crazy. He's a great talent. It's just for me, he didn't have longevity because he died, and he can't help that. But I think he's lucky just to be in the top five after you didn't even live long enough to compete with people like the people I'm going to name now.
Uh-huh.
My three is Tupac. Tupac, no doubt.
At three?
For some people. Yes, I put him at three, and I knew y'all were going to say that this is crazy. But I'm going to tell you why here in a minute. I've kind of already alluded to it. My number two is Jay-Z. And my number one.
Hove is number two.
I have Nas at one. And let me tell you why. Because if you look at Jay-Z's line of work, his consistency, he sells more records than any of them. But you can't equate. I'm not saying you equate record sales with talent. But you have to think about his popularity. Not to mention that he does talk about some great things. He's a great lyricist. And he's really a talented rapper. I mean, I feel like he's everything that pop was. He just had way more longevity. But, I mean, he didn't have a flavor like Pac, you know, because Pac, what makes Pac for me is his voice. He has the voice. He's just that guy. That
his cadence, voice, his delivery, his
that
flow.
That appeals to the people.
Everything about Pac. That's what makes him the greatest of all time.
He
but continue.
Doesn't. He
continue.
He didn't live, though. He did not live longer. Kendrick Lamar even said it, so great that I died. He said that because all these great rappers apparently died because they didn't have long, that like they couldn't even live on to be great.
I just want to make one, I want to clarify one thing. Jay-Z, number two.
Have you listened to that man's music and
yes,
his lyrics?
Yes, I have. I've listened from everything, from all the
two.
Blueprints to the Black Album,
the Black
to
album
all of it. I've listened to all that. And he number Classic. Two?
I got to put him in number two. Okay, him and Pac are interchangeable, but I got to
put him in number two. Which means you put Pac at number three and two?
Three or two. Nas is my number one.
Oh.
And why is Nas my number one?
Oh.
Because if Nas died after Illmatic, he'd be the greatest rapper of all time. Why is that? Because Illmatic is still said to this day to be the greatest rap album.
It is.
So if
but
he dies,
one album don't define your career?
It kind of does because Tupac's one album.
But Me Against the World, All Eyes on Me?
All Eyes on Me. All Eyes on Me was his best album in my personal opinion.
Oh, well, okay,
all
yes.
Eyes on Me
I can go with you on that. But
classic.
Nas is not the number one. No.
In my opinion,
all entitled to our own opinion. I get that.
You can try because he came back even harder.
On Stillmatic.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, when he blasted your number two rapper on Ether? Yes, I get that.
It Is Written is one of the great works. Like he did, he came right back after Illmatic with It Is Written, and some people argue that It Is Written is better than Illmatic.
You just put a rapper at number two where Nas destroyed him on Ether. Eminem killed him on his own track on Renegade. On Renegade?
That's arguable.
What?
Jay-Z was talking about some really good stuff.
What? Eminem was not?
He was, but I thought
Eminem
Jay-Z
killed
said
him on his
verse.
Own track. See, on his arguable. Own track.
That's arguable. That's a little opinionated because it depends on.
Okay, I agree with you. Jay-Z is in the top five.
How did he?
But he's not
out?
Number two.
How did he start that out? How did Jay-Z start that out?
I'm not. I can't do quote
you,
that.
Do you fools listen to music or do you
just skim through it? I get that.
If you listen to the lyrics he was speaking in that song. He has some great lyrics.
Oh, so okay. Say, that's and, like saying that's about the equivalent of saying that Kendrick not Big Sean out of today's top 10 lyricists just because he killed them on Control.
Yeah, Big Sean is a great lyricist.
Exactly.
I think he's top five lyricists right now.
Since I'm in the position to talk to these kids and they listen, I ain't a politician, but I kick it when I'm a manic. Are you kidding me?
Back against the wall.
Are you kidding me?
Pockets filled with a lot of lint. Not a cent. That boy said a lot of innocent lives.
That is beyond the point.
That boy's bodega.
Can I go now? Can I go now?
Do not step to me. I'm awkward. I box lefty and often my pops left me and often my mama wasn't home.
We dropping jewels today, fam.
That man is the truth. That verse was so hard. Eminem is the truth. I love Eminem.
All right, Marcellus, so you got for your time.
Now, who's the king of these rude, ludicrous, lucrative lyrics? Boy, I'm not even going to get into that. Anyways, can I go down, please?
You can go.
Number five is Hov. He barely cracked my top five. I almost want to put some other folks on that list, honestly.
Who you almost want to put
in the top almost five? I'm not even going to go there. I'm not. Number four, Slim Shady. Because, like you said, the same argument. Longevity, he's been doing the same thing since 96, since Infinite. We have to put him in the top five. Anybody that says Slim Shady's not in the top five, go
you
slap
lost.
Yourself because so I just don't agree.
Some people call him the GOAT. I wouldn't go
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far either.
But
I'm not going to go as far as to call Nas the GOAT either because he's number three.
To you?
Yes, to me. Because Nas is great, and I agree with you completely on that. Nas is good. Yes, he has arguably the best hip-hop album of all time in Illmatic with Memory Lane, It Ain't Hard to Tell, Represent. I get that. The World Is Yours, I get that. But number one, no, sir. Number two, Biggie. The man only recorded two albums
exactly.
When he was alive. And still made music after he was dead, just like Tupac.
Not
and
much.
Ready to Die?
I said not as much music as Tupac.
Ready to Die arguably might be up there with Illmatic. Ready to Die was hard.
It wasn't even up there with Tupac.
What? It wasn't up there with All Eyes on Me?
All Eyes on Me I'm telling you, that's probably one of my favorite albums of all.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because rounding up my top five will be Tupac Shakur, the mastermind himself. Are you kidding me, JV?
He's a mastermind.
Are you serious?
He's definitely a mastermind.
And you telling me Nas is better than him?
I just believe Nas is better than him. He's been in the game longer. I mean, he's proven more.
Okay, Carl, how many albums did you say Tupac released after he died?
Tupac
because he had so much material?
Like how much
16,
music,
right?
How much of that music 16? Has been published on his greatest hits? Like, how much of his music do people listen to? People aren't listening to the newer stuff that he's had after his death. I'm not saying it's not good music because I like Tupac.
You know the song Run and Dying to Live, right? With him and Biggie on that track?
That came out after he died,
and that's a popular song.
That's one song compared to Nas' albums that he had to publish after Pac's death.
Nas' albums were, unless, dare I say, mediocre after Illmatic. Stillmatic is okay, but it ain't.
Did I not just tell you that It Is Written is, honestly, to most fans, better than Illmatic?
It is.
But
Stillmatic ain't his best work, and you know
it. I didn't say Stillmatic. It's not.
I like Stillmatic. I like Ether, where he killed your number two rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have reasons to why I put Jay-Z number two.
Yeah. I like Second Childhood. I like all the songs on that album. But to sit here and say that he better than Tupac, I don't care how long Tupac been in the game. You say that, but Tupac been in the game since 91. Died in 96. That's long enough. He was in the game longer than Biggie. Biggie's first album came, Ready to Die, came out in 94. He died in 97.
I had him ahead of Biggie. I just can't put somebody in the top two or top three when they didn't even live long enough for me to put them there. Like, I mean, what have you done for me lately is what I'm like. Like, how are you so great when you died? You got the easy way out. I mean,
let me ask you a question, JV. And I know a lot of people don't listen to Nas because, like, that's just the way it is. But in today's world,
the golden era
starts. But if you go out in the streets, you go out to say the streets of Compton. You telling me people ain't gonna have more music on the radio by Tupac than they are Nas? People still sing Tupac to this day.
Wait.
Yes, I did.
Are you talking about are they gonna have more music by Pac out there than New York is gonna have about Nas?
New York's gonna have a lot of Nas and a lot of Jay-Z.
Because you New Yorkers like Pac, though.
You just went to a completely different coast.
Yeah, I did. You did. I know.
You might have said Central America.
Come on now. People still sing Tupac songs to this day.
I do, and I still do Nas as well. And I know
I do. Yes, I do too, but Nas not better than him, man. Not in my opinion.
That's in your opinion.
Come on, Carl. We waiting on you. You the last one. Round this up. Let's go.
Well, all right.
Don't be saying these rappers that we don't know, Carl, because then
you'll be all right. You'll be all right.
All right.
All right. Now, when it comes to number five, I'm going to have to give it to Lil Wayne. Dwayne Carter? Yes. Yes.
See, I can do
when it comes to, hold on. When it comes to longevity, okay. He's been in this game for 20 years. And when it comes to 2004 to 2009, it was complete domination. You heard nothing but Wayne. King of mixtapes, king features.
King of mixtapes, he is.
Dwayne Carter.
Yes. Let's listen to this
absolutely.
Man.
I get it. I'm listening.
Because what if he died at the Carter 3?
I'm going
what
now.
What if he died at the
automatic.
Carter
3?
Okay, what?
But you put him in the top five just because of one album?
This is, hold on. But
go
this,
ahead,
is,
Carl,
a, but this is a very iffy situation.
That's up because, to Carter 3, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. Because this is a very iffy situation. Because if you having people die after what's considered to be their best work, then you never see what they prolong to after that.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
If somebody reaches their peak and then you don't see how they fall off,
exactly.
Then you don't.
That's why I can't put them up there.
Then to say because you can't really see whether that's where they hit and then they immediately drop off because they're not comparing to the rest of the talent or they have a very slow.
Okay, would you not consider their death as a fall off, and them still releasing music after they died?
That's not like, being played.
It's what?
That's just playing all towards
that
charisma.
That's
playing towards charisma because Pac had wrote a lot of that music while he was in jail and a whole bunch of stuff that he recorded that wasn't released yet.
Yeah.
Because when you're signed to a label, they don't release every single thing you put out.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I know that. I know that just as well as y'all do.
Exactly. So, well, Pac's worth had quadrupled after his death. So we can't really say Pac has done everything that these new rappers have done. We all know that Wayne's been a rapper since he was, like, what, 8?
Yeah.
Exactly. And so
you know that when Wayne was hot, he all people was listening to. I mean, nobody.
Wayne had his best spurt. I would say the Carter was okay. The Carter 2 was hard. I agree with y'all on that. The Carter 2 was a classic. The Carter 3 was for sure a classic. But y'all said if he died after the Carter 3, he'd be in the top 5? No, Steelers came out in 09. Carter 3 came out in 08.
He might just be one of the greatest of all time, top 3.
After
the Carter 3, yes, sir.
Now, when it comes to number 4, I got Jay-Z.
Okay.
We all know Jay-Z.
We all had him in our top 5.
Yeah, I finna say, we all know Jay-Z's longevity.
Hov has been in the game. He can make music at ease,
You can't deny his work, and he's done everything from when it comes to selling crack or when it comes to talking about the come-up and it comes to buying fine art and doing stuff that rich people do.
Mm-hmm.
He's had his transitions in life, and that's why his subject matter has changed, but he's still the same person. You can't take away his core fan base.
What more can I say?
Now, when it comes to number 3, it's Eminem.
I can't argue with you on that.
I can't argue with Eminem.
Can't argue with you on that either.
Mm. But to say there's no argument about Eminem not being in top 5.
Uh-huh.
If you say something else, then we'd have to slap you.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah, Eminem's top 5.
Number 2, Nas.
So y'all can dig it.
So you leave, which means you leaving out either Biggie or Tupac. One of the two.
Actually, I'm
you
leaving
putting
out
Biggie
both
at one?
No, actually, I'm leaving out both of them.
And I can see why.
Andre 3000, the GOAT. When it comes to everything that these rappers are doing nowadays, when it comes to making melodies and all this other different stuff they're doing, Andre 3000 perfected that. We can't necessarily say that he started it because it was different rappers trying to sing. Why JV lead room?
He gonna come back.
Yeah, we know he gonna come back. Because it's been these facts. Okay, now, I can't necessarily
Andre 3000?
Yes, because it's a whole bunch of people that was trying to sing or try. But when it comes to making melodies in your raps, he perfected that. He brought funk into rap. The thing that Kendrick is doing now that we look at is so new. Andre been doing that. He brought disco in the rap. He brought rock in the rap. It just happens over and over again. He's been so eclectic in picking and choosing when it comes to beats, when it comes to melody, when it comes to cadence in his voice. He's done all of it. He evolved the game himself.
If you want to go that route, you can say Eric B. and Rakim went that route too. Cause
they
the ones that brought the saxophone. If you want to go
you can say
Q-Tip. You can say The Far Side. You can say dudes like that.
My top 5 changes every month. I've said Rakim is top 5 again and again. Because we had this conversation before we had this show.
Tribe Called Quest is really, really good. I put them up there as a group. They might be. I'm not gonna put any individual. I'm not putting Q-Tip. I'm not putting none of them individually.
Wu-Tang up there.
You probably could.
But
Andre 3000.
It's been so much great talent in rap that it's hard to just pick these. Exactly. It's hard to nitpick these certain individuals and put them above everybody else when the game is evolving.
Yeah.
every single year.
I go with you, and Andre 3000 is in the top 10 because he's good. But the GOAT?
Yes.
The GOAT? Andre 3000.
Because you can't say that he's not on par with anybody. On par,
I'm not,
or,
yeah.
On
by par by or no above. Means am I saying, when not it
comes
saying
to,
that.
When it comes to lyrical ability, you can't say that he's not on par. Exactly. Now,
what's old dude name in the Roots, though? He up there, too, if we going to go that
it's
far.
It's plenty of stuff there. Yeah. On top of that,
you want to talk about lyricists? Yeah, I agree.
And plus, if we talking strictly lyricists, it's plenty of people in the underground today that's better than everybody that was in the 90s.
Zero, Trey. You want to talk about underground rappers, we can go that route, too.
Exactly.
We can, but I mean, if you want to talk about, like, slick, good lyricists, I'm going to put my boy Slick Rick up there. Because I think Slick Rick is a good
lyricist. He's the best storyteller of all time, for sure. But Andre 3000, Carl.
You want to talk storyteller, I'm doing Scarface.
Andre 3000, I just want to make sure. I got him. Andre 3000 is your GOAT.
Yes.
Your greatest of all time.
Yes.
Over Tupac, Shakur.
Yeah, because really, when it comes to it,
over Christopher Wallace.
Every single body.
Over Marshall Mathers.
Hold on. Biggie is top 10, automatic. But I'm not putting him top 5 because, as we've said time and time again, longevity. His career was cut short, just like Pac. His career was cut short. All the things that they put together, it doesn't compare to everybody else because their life wasn't cut so short. Just like Lil Snoop. You know how great he could have been if he went to the as soon as he turned 18?
He could have been the greatest freestyle. We don't want to talk about Snoop.
Exactly.
We're not talking about Snoop, though, man.
We know
Darian Ross would have been cold if he didn't get killed by me.
Exactly. We were talking about that people's careers are being cut short, so you can't necessarily say that they're greater than other people because you can't see what they have done
later. The thing is, though, Carl, people will sit here off of one mixtape. You got to think about it. Lil Snoop only had one mixtape that came out. RNIC2 was repeated songs. A lot of them were, except for what was meant to be with Boosie. There's a couple of tracks on there that were new, but a lot of them songs on there were repeated, too. And a lot of people will still sit here and try to argue with you and say that he one of the greatest of all time. At least Biggie and Pop, y'all want to use that argument? Snoop literally has no other music except his freestyles and those two mixtapes. Biggie and Pop got way more music than what y'all giving them credit for.
I wouldn't put Snoop up there, though.
I know. I'm just saying. Y'all using that argument about not longevity and not being in the game long enough when they have more than enough work. That's credible for that.
I'm not putting those two examples in the same era because Snoop is nowhere comparing to Biggie and Pac.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we were talking about people whose career was cut short.
Yeah.
We know that Lil Snoop would have been up in the top 15 in the game right now. In the game right now, if he hadn't got killed when he was 18.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
he was snapping.
Though, because his freestyles were a lot different than that album he put out.
Yeah.
His freestyles were magnificent.
Yeah.
But the album really wasn't him.
Mediocre, yeah. It wasn't written stuff.
Yeah.
He because if that's the case, then King Los is good, too. Because King Los is one of the best freestylers to walk
really
this earth.
And don't get
we
me
know
started
that.
On Eminem. That boy. He can
Marshall,
this
that's what, and that's where And this is where it gets me back to Carl. You putting Andre 3000 over Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Mathers.
Over Christopher Wallace.
See, the thing is that Marshall Mathers, we all know, has lyrical ability up higher than anyone in this universe.
Yeah.
Anyone in this universe. Yes, can't nobody touch him. You're not even in his stratosphere.
He fire up people, Nas. They don't clap back.
Yeah, him and Nas definitely my favorite lyricist. Obviously,
because, I mean.
He fire at people, what Nick Cannon say when he got on him and Mariah.
And we all know.
Nathaniel, in the words applies, Nathan.
And we all know that he is the only one to break into the mainstream still talking the weirdo rap. Ain't nobody done that. Hobson almost did it, but that was as close as anybody got. So when you talking about people that's stayed in their lane and did the best that they could do with what they have, yes, Eminem could be up there. But like I said, it's so much talent that's been going on since hip hop started. You can't necessarily just pick a concrete top 5. It's gonna change
because
you have moments when mixtapes come out, when albums come out. You have things that sound better than the other ones, but you also have to see what stands the test of time because there's plenty of albums that we listen to now that were put out like 20 years ago. But you got albums now that are put out. We bumping it like crazy. But, I mean, you play that in 2035, what? It sounds like it's trash.
To those people. And, I think you said the biggest, the most critical thing that's been said today in this whole discussion is rap changes every single year.
Yes.
Because, this mumble rap, us three, for instance, we listen to real rap. We listen to dudes that are really rapping.
Nobody will be singing Culture in 20 years.
Exactly. And think about like the great the rap that we listen to, and now we start even thinking that rap now is kind of cool to us. And they don't even really be talking about
it. I've been to say, because when you play it on the radio again and again and again, you force feeding it to the public. So you got to eventually find something to like about it.
I will forever like the 90s era of rap compared to my generation. Nah. Forever, forever.
I like 2000s better.
2000s?
Yes.
Like,
not 2010s like we in right now, 2000s.
You talking about LL Cool J?
The Ludacris days.
Get back.
He barely made it in there. He barely made it in there.
He was kind of 90s,
2000s. But, I mean... Bro, come on, dude. The Far Side, Tribe Called Quest, who they've been in the game for a long time.
I'm not saying they trash. I'm just saying that when it comes to the 2000s, they have finally found that sonic element that makes the rap sound good, along with still keeping the flavor from the 90s. You still have people that was still rapping good.
I can't.
Hold on. Don't just put the whole thing on Soulja Boy and say that he's completely destroyed rap for that decade, because we know that he did some terrible stuff, but I mean, it was still some people that was
so
still
spitting when it comes really? To the you're referring to early 2000s, right?
I'm saying a decade. You said the 90s.
Yes.
Yes. So now
it's better than the 2000s.
The 2000s, and we're in the 2010s right now.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy was the start of trash rap, I hate to say it. He's a great producer, but he was the start of trash rap.
So you
Afro
like...
Afro Man the first one to go viral.
Yeah.
You like the 2000s sound better than 90s rap?
I mean,
really?
I know when it comes to MCs, they were really spitting when it comes to the 90s. But when it comes to the 2000s, they found that sonic element. It started to sound good along with having bars.
Whoa. Hold on.
Who you talking
about? I'm going to give you a classic example of how that's not right. Ice Cube, Eazy-E, all them boys, Straight out of Compton, they put it together first. Bars. With good beats.
They did do that, but that also depends.
And on that was in 89. NWA, first ones to do it. First ones to put good sound along with good bars. And as far as I'm concerned, a lot of that stuff in the 90s, was put together good.
That started the movement, though.
Tupac's beats were incredible.
Good. Thugs Mansion goes hard.
Yeah, you had some production.
Keeping your head up goes hard.
You had some production that was slapping. Yes, I will give you that. But still, that's a couple of groups that started a movement. Now, when it comes to the entire game, like nothing sounded completely horrible. Well, I'll take that back. You can't say nothing sounds completely horrible because there's always something that sounds horrible. Yeah. But yeah, but it's like, when it comes to Ludacris, you got the South rap. You got the North Side that you heard of who? Twista? Heard of who else wanna know? Who from Chicago?
Kanye West from Chicago.
True, Kanye West from Chicago. You got that. Kanye. You know he was already booming.
That boy Kanye blew up in 2000.
All right, y'all. We all entitled to our own opinion, as always. We all had a different GOAT, you know.
Who's
so
bib?
Nah, we just my GOAT.
Pac is his goat, and then we have the
Andre 3K.
Oh my goodness, the lottery pick over here, Andre 3000.
He did it for the
my
culture.
My goodness, I can't believe
culture,
you, Carl.
Bro.
Can't believe you.
He did a lot for the culture.
Outkast is good. Andre 3000 is good, but
I'm gonna say
like I said before,
Andre 3000 is they're great. Better half.
They're great, yeah, but. We're all entitled to our own opinion. Exactly. As we
hip-hop
all
has
said.
Plenty of grace. Don't get it twisted. Don't say that anybody that we ain't include up in here, we just saying they trash. We said these top five, like we just trying to get a top five that we have together in a list. Ain't nobody going to be concrete top five forever except for Eminem and possibly Jay-Z. But you had different moments. People had different tastes. So it all goes down like that. But, all right, we signing out from the Fair House. Hit the showers.
All right, man. We gone.
Deuces.